The long iron hall was filled with shadows. In the echoing space, nothing human moved. No one had the courage to enter for fear of what lay beyond. No one dared to set foot inside to take a breath of the air within and challenge fortune. At least, no man dared.
Captain, please, no, wait.
I will not.
But these were not men. They towered over common humans, these scions of battle. Once, both of them had been proud to stand amongst the Emperor's Legiones Astartes, brothers in conflict, comrades against adversity. Now, fate had set them upon separate paths. One was clad in war gear the color of storms, adorned with a golden eagle cuirass, his helm mag-locked at his waist and his sword at his back. Nathaniel Garrow, knight-errant and a Gentia Primus of the Regent of Terra. The other, a former warrior stripped of his armor, weapons, and the desire for war. Merrick Voyan in his robes, once an apothecary of the Death Guard Legion, and now a soul in search of peace.
Stop! I beg of you, let me explain!
Nothing you say will sway me!
Nathaniel!
Garrow looked down at the hand that Voyan had placed on his vambrace, a warning flashing in his eyes.
Step back, brother. Now!
Hear me out.
There is no explanation you can voice, Merrick. I am disappointed in you.
I have not done this for your approval, my captain. I did it for a greater good, for our battle brothers and our legion.
The Death Guard are no longer our legion. They broke that faith when Mortarion turned against the Emperor.
We can bring them back. I can bring them back.
With that...
Garrow turned and gestured tersely toward the only object in the hall. A heavy cylindrical cryo-casket made of steel and armor glass.
A harvest of poisoned dregs and foul detritus?
How does one cure a disease, Nathaniel? First, you must capture the virus, analyze it, conquer it. Only then can a vaccine be feasible.
The warrior sneered.
A vaccine? We do not speak of some malady to be treated by balms and potions. You cannot... recover from this corruption. I have seen it at close quarters and with my murder in its fangs. I have looked this foulness in the eye and glimpsed the true shade of its hatred.
You are not alone in that. I was on the Eisenstein too, remember? I know what happened to Grulgor and Decius. I saw the pestilence that overtook their bodies.
Silence stretched between them. It seemed like an eon had passed since they had fled to Terra, bringing word of the War Master Horus and his bloody betrayal at Istvan III. Garrow and Voyan and Decius, Hakur, Cruz and the rest of the 70, who dared to oppose their Primarchs when all loyalty to Terra had been burned to ashes.